Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Age gap relationships. I've had a lot of discussions on this topic, and for all the videos that I have done and all the writing that I've done, I've never had this discussion. When age itself is the issue. Hey there, Susan Winter. Thank you for joining me. I want to talk about this inherent issue within age gap relationships that can sometimes foil you. And this is especially so in a really good relationship. The couple get along. Maybe you're the younger, maybe you're the elder. It doesn't matter. But you get along really well. And for all the things that society may think you don't have in common, you got 1,000 things in common on the inside. This is your person. You have no doubt about it. They have no doubt about you. But you're getting foiled. Either you're thinking this in your mind or your partner is thinking it. So let's shoot it from both angles. Age itself is the issue. When you talk about future plans and everything is so good in the present day, you or your partner are incredibly hung up on what if. What if, because of the age difference, there is an entire set of projected catastrophic scenarios that will leave the other in peril? It's anticipatory grief. It is, instead of making a beautiful future possibility, it is focusing on the what if maybe negatives. Let's say you're with your partner. You love them. You are an older man. You're dating a younger woman. You have no doubt this is the best thing. And she does too. But she worries. What if? What if we get married? What if we have kids? What if you pass before me? What if it ends? Anticipatory grief. This kind of poisonous negative thinking can come repeatedly into the relationship to ruin all that you have because you're not enjoying the present moment. Just like any time that you're trying to define the relationship before you get to that point, there's this lack of stability that is inherent within it. And you can make all the commitments you want, set up all the parameters for safety and security for this family that you may or may not make, but it's not getting through because the looming impression is this horrible thing is going to happen. I'll be abandoned. Something will be wrong. I will have wasted my time. I will be losing a partner. It can happen for older women with younger men. And guys, listen up. This might be happening to you. She loves you. And she's terrified. She is absolutely convinced that at some point you're going to wake up, look at her and go, God, what was I thinking? She's old. She's terrified of a future possible hurt. Hasn't happened. You're 100% in, but it hasn't happened yet, but she's sure it's going to. And ladies, are you stopping yourself? Are you the one stopping yourself from being with a younger guy? Because you're absolutely sure it's going to end. My question to you is, do you want to take the ride? We know there is no guarantee in love, but you have a big thing to focus on, the age difference. So that will keep you unhappy in the present. And I understand that you need to know where you're going and you need to plan for your future and you want to make smart decisions both for yourself and for your partner. But if your fear of what if might happen in the future keeps coming in to ruin a 6 month, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, five relationship where you and your partner keep coming back in this loop over and over and over again about one or the other of you pulling out for fear and then getting back together again because you can't stand being apart, you're ruining everything you've got. I know that we cannot change another person's mind. If you are the one who's finding that your partner is catastrophizing a possible ending that's negative, The only thing you can do is say, are you certain that will be the scenario? And if that's the case, whatever it is specifically that they are worried about, what could we do to make that better? What guardrails do you need? What security nets do you need? How can we look at this so that we can stop polluting the beauty of our present experience? For those of you who are the older person and you are worried that they're going to leave you, they may. My question to you is, are you resilient enough to be able to take the ride? And are they worth it? Is what you are experiencing so rich, so fantastic, so vital, that on your last breath on this earth, you're thinking, didn't turn out the way I wanted, but I wouldn't have given that up. What I worry about is the difference between being self-protective and being so rigid that we fear we cannot withstand the vicissitudes of challenge. Relationships are challenging. Folks, we've got no guarantee. You don't jump off the cliff into a kiddie pool, that's for sure. But you measure the experience and the reward that you're getting at all times in any, even same-age relationships. And you begin to say to yourself things like, do I find value in this experience? Am I more keen to feel alive and embrace the fact that I love somebody? And it's hot. And it's got its challenges. But I don't think I'd want to miss this experience. Fear of something in the unknown hurting us stops many people from getting involved altogether and ruins the incredible journey of those that are already partnered. So while I have talked about every single possibility of older women, younger men, and age gap relationships, I really do need to address age. For those of you dating somebody in an age gap, that may be why they're resisting you. Talk to them. Really clarify their exact fears. And then you need to decide how much of this relationship limbo you can survive, because for the one who's stable and 100% in, it's hard to watch your partner go in and out. You have no security, right? Because they're always terrifying you that they may be leaving or maybe they have to stop it. So you too have to do your inner work and saying, you need to know at what point I have done as much waiting, explaining, and trying to reframe this with my partner as possible. But if they don't give up this conversation and they don't quit ruining our everyday together with maybe something 10, 15 years in the future, then I have to call it quits just for my peace of mind. No relationship is easy. Each come with their own situation. But I do believe that in this time of evolution, when we are looking more from the inside to make our selections, we may find love in a completely unexpected package. Didn't plan it, but there it is. And if you feel that way, and you feel that there's value and that that person cares for you, I don't know. My opinion is, it's just life. And you want to live fully. So if you need help with that, please. I'm a pretty good resource for this specific area. Don't hesitate to chat me up. Go to susanwinter.net. And you can find all different options for consultation, as well as resources, books, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles. And don't forget to listen to the podcast, The Susan Winter Show. Thank you, everyone.